Yeah, let's do it. What You Need to Know, being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Here he is, everybody. Funchy.
Yeah, don't mess it up, bro.
All right, guys. Adam Schefter this morning tweeted out the NFLPA top 20 licensed products sold list, which is basically, you know, jerseys, hats, shirts, and all that stuff, players. So I want to play a game with you guys. I want you guys to guess the top 10 with three strikes.
Jerseys, huh?
Jerseys, yes, hats, okay. All that stuff.
Just to be clear, jersey sales, meaning these are the top 10 players whose jerseys sell the most?
Yes, okay. So far in the preseason, or okay. Just before the preseason.
Okay, all right. Jerseys.
All right, why don't we do this? Beto, we got
tag
three
team.
Strikes.
Let's go.
Let's tag team it. So you pick one, I'll pick one, we'll see how far we can get.
All right, Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray, nope. Actually, no. Sorry. No Kyler Murray.
Oh, all right. So you've already given us a strike here.
Yeah, sorry.
I figured he's got a bunch of money.
Is Tom Brady on the list?
Tom Brady, number one.
Okay.
All right. Tom Brady. Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes is number eight.
All right. Okay. Very good. Okay. Rams Super Bowl champs. How about Aaron Donald?
Aaron Donald, number five.
All right, Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
The Packers?
Yeah, man.
You're killing us right now, Beto.
Oh, you would have guessed it too. Relax.
Probably right. Okay, staying with the Rams theme, Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp, number three.
How about that? Cooper Kupp sells the third most jerseys in the NFL behind Tom Brady, and who is number two? Patrick Mahomes.
Well,
damn.
No, number two. I'll give you number two then.
Oh, all right.
I'll give you number two. Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson. He moved teams. You got to think.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, famous.
I like Russell Wilson. I know a lot of people think he's corny. I think he's cool and corny at the same time, but I like him.
We also have another Ram on the list, too.
Yep.
Okay.
The quarterback.
Matthew Stafford,
there
number
you
six.
Go.
All right, how many? Tell us what we got so far.
You guys got Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, Cooper Kupp, the top three. You're missing number four. We got Aaron Donald, number five. We got number six, Stafford. Got number eight, Mahomes.
How about is Lamar Jackson on the list?
Lamar Jackson is...
Nah, he ain't going to be up there.
Not on the list. You guys have three strikes.
We struck out.
All
right. Struck out.
Is Watt on the list?
Watt?
Which Watt? TJ, JJ, which Watt?
No, he's not.
Okay.
I give the brother in Pittsburgh
He's actually on the top 20, but not in the top 10. TJ Watt.
Bosa.
Bosa, no.
Herbert.
No.
Bosa. Nick Bosa. Oh, Herbert, that's a good one.
Herbert's number 10. Herbert's number 10. Yeah,
okay.
Herbert's number 10.
Herbert. Love the Chargers, baby.
And also, one quarterback. I'll give you some clues. Quarterback from the East.
Okay. That's,
he plays on the East Coast.
Okay, plays on the East Coast. Quarterback on the East Coast. Okay, gotcha.
The Rams will see him this year. The Rams will see him this year.
Okay, and I said Tom Brady. Okay.
Quarterback on the East Coast.
Is it...
what color?
Oh, how about Josh Allen?
Josh Allen, yes.
We're
nine.
There you
go. We got them all? Do we have all 10?
One more.
Okay, give us another hint. What number?
He is number seven. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, you guys actually have two more, so I'm sorry. Let's just go.
Number seven on what team?
Number seven is...
He almost got him.
He's a wide receiver who changed teams in offseason.
How about the guy who, what's his name? Devontae Adams.
There you go.
Yeah.
Number four, you guys are missing number four.
Quarterback?
Quarterback, yes. Okay. Quarterback, yes.
AFC, NFC?
AFC.
Joe Burrow?
There you
go. Whoa, hey.
You got your top 10.
All right, go through the list one more time from 1 to 10.
All right, number 1, Tom Brady. Number 2, Russell Wilson. Number 3, Cooper Kupp. Number 4, Joe Burrow. Number 5, Aaron Donald. Number 6, Matthew Stafford. 7, Devontae Adams. 8, Patrick Holmes. Number 9, Josh Allen. And number 10, Justin Herbert.
Wow. Three Rams in the top 10, and the top guy from the Rams is Cooper Kupp, and the quarterback of the Rams makes the top 10, but is actually behind Cooper Kupp and Aaron Donald. Three Rams on the top list of merch sales, so the Rams have 30% of that list, and every other team just has one guy. That's pretty amazing, but
there
you're Super Bowl champs. So.
Man, the community's getting you, Funch. The only Sanch. Mason Ireland did this sales bit earlier already. Funch's exclamation mark. You know what? We weren't listening, so it's fresh to me, because if we were listening, we would have got on 10. Boom! Team Funch.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry, man. Community, but we say this, talk about the same things on ESPN all the time.
Yeah.
And also, just like Leroy and Shogun, we steal from each other.
Well, a lot of people.
Dodgers winning 2-0. There you go. Joe Musgrove getting $100 million. Now what? What else?
Yeah, that is a breaking story right now, isn't it?
That's my guy, Joe. Big game, Joe, right there. Love him.
Yeah, you like Joe Musgrove?
Oh, I know him. No, Joe. No, Joe once did the half court shot at a Laker game. When he was in the minor leagues.
He made it?
No, he did tried. He tried.
Okay.
Bad words here. He once tried the half court shot.
I was about to say he made the shot, man.
Yeah. No, Joe. Good dude, man. Good coffee.
All right, well, what you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. So, Funch, you know, you had this list of the top 10 merch sales of NFL players. I know you have another list because there was a story about 2 weeks ago about one of the Jenner daughters. I don't know her name, which is the
Kylie,
famous...
Kylie Jenner. Kylie the youngest Jenner. One.
And there was a story about how she flies a three-minute flight. I want to say...
Mason, I already did the story. Come on now, don't do that.
Don't do what?
No, I'm just messing with you. I don't know if they did or didn't.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
But this is a couple weeks ago. Like, the story was that she flies, I want to say, from, like, Calabasas to Van Nuys or something like that.
It's a 40-mile drive or whatever, 40 minutes or whatever, and it's a three-minute flight.
So she flies. Okay. And people are, like, really offended by this because, I mean, what kind of person can't sit in a car for 40 minutes? They got to take a three-minute flight. People are offended by it. Mostly because they talk about like emissions in the atmosphere.
Ah, whatever. Right. Yeah, save the turtles. Give me a real straw while you're at it.
Yeah, I mean, so I heard this, and so now Funchy was telling me today, and I haven't heard too much detail, but there's a person on Twitter apparently who tracks like a top 10 list of the biggest, I don't know, like wasters of fuel, if that's a word.
Yeah, CO2
that account
emissions.
Is a waste of fuel.
Yeah.
Right, like who
do,
comes
do
up
better,
with this?
Something else?
Yeah, do better is right. You tell
if you're
them,
rich man. Enough and you can do it, go do whatever you want. Well, if you're saving this? Time, I mean, who purposely wants to sit in traffic? Who? I mean, when you're coming up from San Diego to Del Mar, that's a terrible drive because you're stuck on the 5.
Right.
You go from anywhere. If you can go and you fly for 3 minutes, go do it. Who cares? What does it bother you? It's not your life.
Doesn't bother me at all. But for Funch, what was the list of like the celebrities who waste? I don't know if it's the most
waste
fuel
CO2 emissions or something. That's what it's called. CO2 emissions, like, you know, the stuff from the private jets, like the stuff that's flying out of it.
Right. This doesn't come out of cars. This doesn't come out of regular commercial flights. This only comes out of private jets. Is that right?
Yes. That's what it
is. That's nonsense.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Well, what is this list then?
That's what it is. The celebrities that use that waste the most CO2 emissions, which basically means that they use their private planes the most.
Okay, and this is a top 10 list of celebrities who use their.
You know, I want to be number one on the list. I want to be the biggest heel possible, man. Jeez, track me.
You want to know who the biggest heel is, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's just say number one, Taylor Swift.
Good.
She has spent. She's
good job.
She's over. She's flown over what? 170 flights so far in 2022.
Good job, Swifties.
You know, I'm kind of with you on this, Beto. I think it'd be really cool.
Trace Thompson home run. Woo! Really? Solo. Oh, 2-run bomb. 4-0 Dodgers. Good for Trace.
Nice job, man.
Yeah.
This guy, you got to give him so much credit for a guy whose career prior to right now has been that he's a AAA Hall of Famer. And the fact that he's been with two big league clubs so far this year, couldn't hang on with them, but then comes home to the Dodgers and finds himself like, okay, you don't need me to be a star. You just need me to be a role guy.
He's a 4A guy. And when the Dodgers get healthy again, is he going to have the same role? Probably not. But you got to strike while the iron is hot. He's doing that for himself. It's great to see somebody, you know, with who's struggled. You know, I believe he went to Venezuela this offseason for winter ball and did okay. Was looking for a job and is bouncing around. You know, he was drafted by the White Sox out of high school instead of going to UCLA and, you know, out of Santa Margarita. And Michael's talked about the problems that he's had just trying to get there to this level. And yeah, coming home, that's quote unquote coming home because, you know, he's South Orange County.
No, but
but coming back to a team that he's watched a lot, it's a great story to see. Hopefully, keep it going, man.
When I say coming home, though, it's like my dad was a Laker. My dad's a media personality in L.A. And, you know, I grew up down here in Orange County, and a chance to be with the Dodgers with this team, with this roster, with this lineup.
Absolutely.
And the pressure's off. You know, nobody's saying you got to hit 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, but he was on other teams, and there was no pressure for him either. But he just wasn't performing.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy for him. I'm happy for Michael. And I remember Michael telling the story a few weeks ago where when it was Father's Day, the Warriors had won the title, and Trace called that same day and said, I got traded. And Michael said, to who? And he said, the Dodgers. And he said, like, so where are you reporting? Like, what AAA city are you reporting to? And he's like, no, Dad, I'm coming to the Dodgers. So, like, in the same period of time, Father's Day, Warriors win the championship, kid gets traded home, and now he's having... I mean, he's having an impact. He's an impact guy for the Dodgers.
That's the best part about Michael. He says, oh, I love the Dodgers. I just wish they played in San Clemente.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, if they did play in San Clemente, would Michael take a 3-minute flight?
Absolutely.
Just to go see his kid play. So
if it was free, yeah.
So finish that list. So Taylor Swift is the biggest CO2, what did we call it?
Admissions or something.
CO2 emissions.
Okay. Failure or whatever.
Okay.
Number two on the list, an athlete, former athlete, Floyd Money Mayweather.
Oh, yeah, because really? He flies from Vegas to L.A. all the time.
Yeah,
good for him. I mean, nobody likes driving to Vegas.
Kind of with you, though, Beto. If you told me, hey, you can fly private all the damn time, but somebody's going to track you, and they're going to try and humiliate you because they're going to put you on a list of somebody who wastes a lot of fuel and does a lot of carbon emission, blah, 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 I'd be like, yeah, okay, that's fine by me. I got a private jet.
I want to be the heel.
They say Money Mayweather flew on 177 flights so far in 2022, averaging 25 per month.
Who is tracking this, man?
People do, man.
People need more to do.
Right. People definitely need to get back to work.
This is number four is really interesting, though. Former athlete, A-Rod.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
A lot of meetings. Florida, New York, bouncing around. Yeah, I can see
that. He also owns a T-Wolves now, too.
A portion. Everybody's like, well, I'm an owner. Percentage.
Yeah. Yeah. How much? Like 2%. Really? How much did that cost you? They kind of gave it to me to use my name.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Anybody else famous that we should know about on that list?
Number eight, Marky Mark.
Marky Mark?
Yeah, Marky Mark.
The Funky Bunch?
Yeah.
You call Mark Wahlberg Marky Mark?
I do.
You don't even call him Mark Wahlberg?
No, I do. It's called Marky Mark. Good really? Vibrations. Remember that song?
Yeah, I do. I love that song.
Remember he was in Fear? Remember that movie?
Yeah, of course I do.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. The Carmen Gia? Yeah. He came in studio one time. He's swole. He's jacked.
Mark Wahlberg came into the studio at 7:10?
Yeah, he was promoting a movie. He was with Ben Lyons. He came in studio here, and we got in trouble because we made a big deal about him.
Really?
Yeah, former boss. I'm like, woo. Anyways.
somebody say, act like what?
Like you've been there.
Really? Because you guys were all fawning over Mark Wahlberg?
I was like, oh, dude, what are you doing here? Like, it's Mark Wahlberg. Big deal. You don't have a movie star in the studio every day.
No, Mason we don't, man.
That's cool. Yep. Anyway, well, there you go. There's that list. All right. Hey, coming up. So I got to make a statement. I know people have been waiting. I got to make a statement.
About what?
Well, I've been on a Will Smith boycott.
Oh, you're really going to do this?
I have to do it.
No, you're not.
I feel like
Why?
I have to say something.
Who's asking you to do this?
Many, many, many millions of people are asking
Nobody's
me to make a comment.
Nobody's asking you. How about I boycott the next segment and you do it by yourself?
All right, that's fair enough.
Thank you.
I will explain where I am right now on my Will Smith boycott after his apology earlier today. That's coming up next. This is Sedano and, well, it's just, I mean, I guess we don't have Beto anymore. So this is 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Well, as promised, I've been waiting a long time today to make some commentary here about my feelings about Will Smith and my ongoing Will Smith boycott. Now, my understanding is Beto Duran is boycotting this segment and does not want to be a part of this, wants to get out of the way. Is that true, Laura?
These are all facts. He's not in the studio.
He has boycotted the segment.
I mean, he's chilling with us, but not in
the studio. Okay. Funch, do you think this is a bad idea for me to talk about this
no,
very
this
big story
beef,
today?
No, this is your beef, man. This is your ongoing beef with Will Smith. You've been doing this for months.
Wait, a beef that only is on Cap's side. Like, Will Smith has no idea that Cap exists and has a beef with him.
Let him go. Short segment. Let's go.
I disagree, Laura. I disagree. You know, these are very powerful airwaves here at 710 ESPN.
I mean, you're not wrong. So go on, Cappy.
So when I say that I have boycotted Will Smith, I'm sure that it has gotten back to Will Smith. Now, when Will Smith gets this news and they say, hey, did you hear that Scott Kaplan from 710 ESPN boycotted you? He'd be like, I don't know who that is and I don't care what he says. That being said, however, I have been on a Will Smith boycott. As I have told you, I have refused to get jiggy with it. Not happening. I'm the kind of dude that likes to get jiggy a lot. Not anymore. I mean, I may be getting jiggy. I just don't call it getting jiggy. I'll tell you something else. It's the summertime. We're right in the middle of the summertime. We're in the last day of July here. I mean, before the weekend and stuff. It's July 29th. Not one time, not once, just make it clear, not one time have I had summertime playing, not Miami playing, not jiggy with it, nothing, nothing. I have boycotted Will Smith. Now, earlier today, Will Smith released a video, 6 minutes in length, apologizing to Chris Rock and his family. He apologized to Chris Rock's mama, for real. Apologized to Chris Rock's brother, and sat in a studio by himself reading questions out loud and then giving his answers. Would you guys like to hear what Will Smith had to say earlier today? Not all 6 minutes.
Let's play a little clip.
Okay, and by the way, Beto, this is for you, who I know you're not. You boycotted the segment, but you were playing golf this morning. You were having cocktails. You're out at Carson High trying to raise some money. I got it. This is what was happening early this morning when the world found out that Will Smith was apologizing to Chris Rock. Play it.
Why didn't you apologize to Chris in your acceptance speech? I was fogged out by that point. It's all fuzzy. I've reached out to Chris, and the message that came back is that he's not ready to talk, and when he is, he will reach out. So I will say to you, Chris, I apologize to you. My behavior was unacceptable, and I'm here whenever you're ready to talk.
All right. So for those of us that are on Team Rock, let me ask everybody, are you accepting Will Smith's apology? And if you've been on a Will Smith boycott, not watching any of his movies, not listening to any of his songs, not getting jiggy with it, I'm going to ask all of you guys, for real, are you now ready to accept Will Smith's apology and finally end this boycott? What should I do, Laura? Should I end my boycott based on his apology?
I mean, listen, Cap, whatever you do, that's on you, because people come at me for saying that I don't support you. So I support whatever way you want to go.
Oh, man, I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I really do. Thanks for, having some empathy here. I appreciate that.
Of course.
Funchy, should I give up my boycott of Will Smith now that he has apologized?
I don't think that was a real apology, Will Smith. I love you, man, but I don't think that was a real apology to Chris Rock. So keep it going, man. Keep your beef going, man.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what I'm planning on doing. I'm still not getting jiggy with it. I'm still not playing Summertime. I'm still not going to Miami. I'm not watching any Will Smith movies. I'm boycotting his kids.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You love that other song I played by Willow, and you were getting jiggy with that.
That is true, but I am boycotting his kids in other ways.
Mm.
I'm just saying that.
Okay.
So that's my boycott. But here's what I'm going to tell you right now. Until Chris Rock publicly accepts Will Smith's apology, until I see Chris Rock actually say, I got it, I appreciate the apology, I'm glad you've been working on whatever anger management issues you have, I'm glad you apologized to all the people who you stole that show from, I'm glad you called my mom and my brother and apologized. Until I hear Chris Rock accept Will Smith's apology, not happening. Boycott continues of Will Smith. That's how I feel about that, everybody. I know you've been waiting. I had to get it off my chest. Beto, I invite you back into the studio now. Thank you for allowing me to have that time to just kind of get that off my chest.
Mm.
Boycott continues.
Good to know. I support whatever you want to do, Cappy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I don't agree with it, but I support it.
Oh, you don't agree with it? You don't think I should keep the boycott going?
I just don't think why the boycott start. I mean, I get it, but it's like not your beef. But, you know, you said what you said. And Mr. Beto's coming back in the studio.
Okay.
You're done with your boycotting situation.
I will move on.
So, you know, yeah, we support you, Cappy.
I will move on. I promise you, I will. I had to say what I had to say. I've moved on. I like a rub.
Good talk. Good talk.
How do you feel about what I just said? Do you have any feelings? Do you have any emotions? Do you have any feedback you'd like to share?
Dodgers are up 4-2 right now. Freddie Freeman at the plate.
That's right. That's exactly right. All right. So, Beto, since you're boycotting my boycott, let me tell you what I want to talk to you about. Yesterday afternoon.
Cap, I was in the production room where Laura and Funch are at, and I'm just sitting there, and we're all looking at each other like, you know, in Animal House, you know, he's on a roll. Just let him go.
Yeah.
Just, you're on a roll, man.
Right. When the Germans bomb Pearl Harbor and the Germans, he's on a roll. Let him go.
That was you, Cap. I'm glad that you got it out of your system on a Friday afternoon. I'm glad that there was people driving on the freeway right now wondering what the heck you're talking about.
They know.
That helped them avoid looking into traffic and the stress that the traffic is causing you on a Friday evening.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because they listen to you right now. And you know what they say? You know what? I feel better about myself. Because I am not Scott Kaplan right now and have a fake feud with somebody I don't know and doesn't know I exist.
Not fake.
Yeah.
Not fake.
But I'm glad you moved on, and I'm glad we're never going to hear about that again.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk to you about something else right now. Here goes. So yesterday afternoon.
I love you, man.
It's not fake, Beto.
Like usually,
it's real beef.
Hey, usually people are begging to get on the air, right? They're fighting for microphone time. They're talking all over each other. I was like, you know what? I don't want to be on the radio right now.
Bro, I just saw the picture you took. You can see my face. Like, oh, my God.
I posted a picture of the community with my feet up.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Really? You posted a picture in the community with your feet up while I was going through my whole Will Smith rant?
Yeah, because somebody, my phone died. I'm looking for a charger in the studio. Anyways.
Oh, I got you. Hold up.
Yeah, but it was, somebody tweeted, Bethel really stepped out. And I took a picture of me with my feet up and Laura at the board with her hand on the side of her face. Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing?
I know. Tim from the OC says that
the ratings are just through the roof.
Tim from the OC says, why is Duran Sports, meaning Beto, why is he in such a bad mood today? Come on, don't be that guy. Why are you being that guy?
I'm in a great mood. It's just Cap is just all over the place, man.
I know, it's Friday. You know, on Fridays, I just let it go.
Yeah, this is...
I love when you're here on Fridays. It helps me. A lot. Because I just let things go on Friday. I don't know what I'm going to say, who I'm going to piss off, who's going to call and demand a retraction or an apology. I don't know.
You're not going to piss off anybody. You're awesome. It's just...
Will Smith's pissed.
This is why I wanted to have tacos with you, so I can understand how you work in person.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're back to square one, because I have no clue what to expect out of you.
You know, one thing I will tell you, Beto, about the Taco Tuesday tour is that you spoiled me so with such authenticity, and I love this whole notion of a pop-up taco stand and mom-and-pop operations, you know? And tonight, I think I'm back to, like, white boy tacos, you know? Right. Like, I'm not going to, like, the real authentic pop-up place in East L.A. Tonight, I'm back to, like, white boy tacos.
Oh, my God, please. All right,
You're a professional.
Get it together.
Get it together, Beto. Come on, you're a pro.
Please.
You were calling a fight last night.
Translate. What are white boy tacos?
I mean, just like a, you know, like a taco shop kind of a deal that's probably not really authentic in any way. And I walk in and I say things like, hi, I'll have a quesadilla. That kind of a place, you know?
Do they taste good?
Yeah, they're good.
That's all that matters. That's what I get with people. If they taste good, that's all that matters.
All right, good. All right, good. I'm glad you're supporting
you're local community. If it tastes, this is what I hate when people are like, oh, they're not authentic this, they're not authentic that. At the end of the day, is it good in your gut? That's all that matters.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, the one thing that I'm regretting about the taco tour on Tuesday was when we were at Tacos Don Cuco.
Yep.
They brought us like this big steak quesadilla that they wanted us to try.
Yeah, we were
And Razzo's wife took it, and I never got a bite of it.
T-Raz, yeah. T-Raz, she's cool. She's dope.
Dude, Razzo's truck is bomb.
Yeah, that Tacoma, he's got it nice.
And when he blows his horn, and like you can hear it from like 12 miles away, and yeah. I jump out of my flip-flops.
Sounds like a boat coming at you, man.
Pretty funny, man.
Yeah.
All right, listen, coming up, it is time for Big Deal or No Deal. Funchy's going to have that for us next. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Let's go, Cap.
Yeah, no shit, Dano.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
It's me and Beto. Me and Beto in the house.
Finn strong, baby. Finn strong. Yeah. Come on, man. Let's bring it on in. Bring it on. Bring it in. Bring it in.
We're bringing it home. Right now. We're bringing the whole week home right now.
Right now. A little, let's go. Feel strong, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. And here's Funchy, who's got Big Deal or No Deal. Come on, Funchy. You better bring it strong, too.
Let's go.
Dan, a lot of pressure on me today.
You're going to be gone next week. Let's go.
I know we'll be gone next week. according to the rap, there's going to be another Rocky film coming out in the series.
Yeah. I know people working on it.
Yeah,
really?
It's going to be penned by Robert Lawton from MGM or whatever, and it's going to be focus on this guy.
I must break you.
It's going to be called Drago.
Yeah.
It's going to be focused on Drago and his son right after Creed 2, like all the stuff that happened after Creed 2. Yeah. So is this a big deal, no deal, Cap?
I'm going to say it's a big deal because this is getting ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, more and more and more Rocky movies. Look, I get it, you know? Like, the franchise makes a lot of money, so why would you ever stop?
And there it is.
Yeah.
And there it is. If it's making money, let's get going. If the bit still works, keep on going. Just like you against Will Smith, it's working, keep it going. I must break you. And I'm going to go with, you know, it is a big deal to me because I like this. Because instead of just being on Rocky, they keep finding different angles to go to. And, you know, I'm going to watch it no matter what. Michael B. Jordan when he was Creed, Drago's son now. There's just so many different angles with it. And, you know, Stitch Duran, who's the cut man, UFC, a lot of boxing. I know him, no relation, but he's great. I see him at fights every now and then. And Stitch will tell me, as soon as the fight's over, I got to head back. We're shooting right now. He really likes what they're doing with it. So people that I know that are working as boxing consultants on the film say that they really like the way it's coming out, so I'll take their word for it. So I'm excited.
You got to get into one of these movies as an announcer.
Actually, believe it or not, this week I was looking into getting my SAG-AFTRA card for acting because I want to start getting into, you know, they have those cheesy news reporters like in movies.
Yeah,
I want to be that.
Hey,
because I feel like I'm old enough now to look like a real reporter. I want to start doing that.
I want to be a cheesy news reporter with you. Listen, one of my goals in life, and it's I don't know why, but it still is, I just want to be in a movie. I don't.
You've never been in a movie?
Never been.
You know
in a movie.
A lot of famous people.
I've never been in a movie.
Really?
And when we talk about boxing announcers,
yeah.
Like my friend Jim Lampley, name drop. Okay,
no, that's a hell of a name drop. Pick that up, baby. Let's go.
Right. My friend Jim Lampley has been in so many movies where he plays himself.
Yep, his receivers are good.
But he's a big star. But there are plenty of other I would call LA media personalities that when there's a movie and there's like a media scrum,
yeah.
Like these dudes are all the guys in the press conference. I want to be one of those. And by the way, I would much rather have a starring role, just to be clear. I would much rather be a leading man.
Yeah.
However, I'll take what scraps I can get.
Yeah, I want to be the Latino reporter that isn't doing, y ahora, brrr, Jose Maria, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to be that guy, the stereotype guy. I want to be just play Mexican reporter, number one. But you know what I am working on?
Tell me.
I'm going to say this out loud right now. Hey, Fluffy, I know you're listening sometimes, and I'm going to clip this, and I'm going to send it to him. He's working on a Lucha Libre cartoon.
Get out of here.
Yeah, Gabriel Iglesias is going to be the voice, and he's going to be with Jorge Gutierrez, who created Book of Life. Animation. I know those two. And they told me that they're going to try to find a role for an announcer. And I'm going to say it out loud. Hey, man, pick me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gabe, what's up? I'm begging here. So if I can get into that cartoon, I'll do it, man.
You know, it's so funny you say you're begging here. I have a friend who was the producer and like the guy who really put together the TV show Entourage on HBO.
Another drop.
Yep, big name drop.
I'm all about name drops. Keep going.
Yeah, me too. This is Doug Ellen.
Yeah, yeah.
And Doug's got this new thing that he's doing, and Charlie Sheen's involved, and all the guys from Entourage are involved. And I'm like, is it really, really cheesy if I call him and go, dude, can
Close
I
Close
like,
mouths don't get fed, bro.
Right,
you know producers and aren't in movies? That's your fault. That's
right,
your bad.
Can I get like a little piece of the pie here? Can you find like a
How
small
can they get
role
into the pie
me?
If you don't even know? They don't know you want to do this.
Right, I know. I feel like a schmuck. I should really call him and tell him.
Man, I tell people all the time, give me something.
All right, I'm putting it out on the radio for everybody that's listening. I need
you
a role in a movie.
You don't have to put it on the radio. You have his number.
Yeah, but I want a role in a movie. I'm just telling everybody right now.
All right, cool.
All right, keep going.
Not the name drop, but I was in the movie, too. I was in The Longest Yard, an extra.
No way.
Yeah.
What were you?
I was an extra in NF Sands.
Where, El Camino College?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right, back in the day. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you and Mason, was he like angry fan number three?
Yeah, something like that, and like a leader or owner or something.
You really were an extra?
Yeah, I was an extra, yeah.
That sucks though, right?
I was an extra. I didn't have a job for a while before I started working at ESPN, so I was an extra.
Like 12-hour days?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Make any money?
It's like maybe like 60 or 70 bucks a day, something like that.
You know, for
something like a minor league ball player. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was fun. It was fun. I also did ER.
You were on ER?
Yeah, I was on ER with, what's his name, Ray Liotta. When
really?
He was yeah.
Really? What were you doing in
I was
ER?
A ticket. We were at Union Station, and I was a ticket guy. Like, one of the guys that are taking your tickets and stuff. Mm-hmm. And Ray Liotta was, I was in a scene with Ray Liotta.
How does a producer have more movie credits than the actual host?
You were in a scene with Ray Liotta?
I was, but it got cut.
Oh.
Hey.
I actually went back. I did get paid.
How much?
Around now, 60, 70 bucks.
Yeah, scale.
Yeah.
You know, no big deal.
12-hour days. Yeah, it was that.
Oh.
I don't know if you want to join SAG after, though.
You have to if you want to be in the movie, bro.
I know, but, you know, it costs money. I mean, you were saying earlier, you know, you don't want to do things like that.
That's an investment.
Oh. That's a good investment in yourself right there.
It is.
Mm-hmm. All right, keep going. Fletch, what else?
All right, we got some actual sports here.
Don't do that.
By the way, I'm telling you not to join the union that I'm a member of.
All right, keep on, Funch.
All right, guys.
Finish strong. We're almost there.
Draymond Green is looking for a max extension. This is a guy that's averaged 8.7 rebounds and 5 assists in his career. He's looking for a 5-year, $164 million contract extension. Now, I don't know if he's a max player. I mean, he might be a max player in Golden State or whatever, but I don't know if he's a max player anywhere else. Is this request from Green a big deal or no deal, Beto?
Not a big deal, because you got to ask for the most you can get, right? If you don't ask for it, you're not going to get it. I asked to fill in with Kaplan. I got it. I asked to fill in with Mason. It's going to happen. Again, back to my adage of closed mouths don't get fed. So you can ask for the max. Doesn't mean that they're going to give it to you. But if you're going to negotiate, you got to let them know what you want and then work from that. Like, you know, you see Juan Soto right now. He wants $500 million. I mean, that's the word out there. They're not going to give it to him in Washington, but hey, this is what my price is. Somebody's going to do it, or you're going to get close to it. So ask for it. It's not a big deal. It's just all negotiations.
I got to say that the way you put it Funchy, you know, here's a guy who wants a max extension, 5 years, $160-some-odd million, right? And you told us how many points he scored on average, like 8 points, 5 boards, whatever the numbers were. They don't sound statistically like the kind of player that gets a max extension, right? I mean, just on paper, the numbers are not like, ooh, wow, this guy scores 30 points a game and has 10 rebounds a game, right? But the thing is that on the Golden State Warriors, Draymond Green is the attitude. I mean, Steph Curry is the finesse. You know, Klay Thompson is the Robin. But the attitude and the tough guy and the getting the opponent's head, he's as important to that championship, I think, as the other guys. He ain't raining bombs down, you know, and knocking down a ton of three-pointers, but he plays in a very important role. So I know it doesn't sound statistically like a guy who should be getting all that kind of money, but on that team, in that role, I think he's asking for the right thing.
Totally agree with you guys. If he is in Golden State, he deserves a max, but anywhere else, he does not deserve a max.
Well, I don't think anybody else would give it to him.
That's true. Very, very true. Next one, Kenan Thompson from SNL, who does one of my favorite impressions of LeVar Ball.
Never lost. Never lost.
He had some bad news. He said SNL could end after his 50th season in 2024. He said Lorne Michaels, who created SNL, is almost 80. He can't do it forever. So he might end the show in 2024. Is this a big deal or no deal, Cap?
Yeah, it's a really big deal. I mean, the fact that Saturday Night Live has been going on for probably as long as most of us have been alive, right? And that there's not really a succession plan for Lorne Michaels. Yeah, I think that the potential end of SNL is a very big deal.
Not a big deal because I don't care. I mean, the only thing I honestly have never seen a full episode of it. The only thing I like right now, it's been the weekend update because, and even then, you know, I more watch it on YouTube, like the clips that I hear.
Yeah, that's kind of the deal, right? I mean, you're not really watching it on TV on Saturday night.
No, it's.
I'm still watching it. Am I the only guy that still watches it on Saturday night?
Yeah, because you're an old man who stays home.
Huh?
You're an old man that stays home.
Well, yeah, of course, man.
Yeah, it's also, I'm not trying to be this guy, but.
You're going to be this guy?
You're going to be the guy.
It doesn't reflect with anything. I mean, yeah, Melissa Villaseñor, but I mean, Cap, like the world we live in, man, it's more diverse than what SNL is.
You don't think there's enough diversity on SNL, and therefore you're not watching.
And it's not because it's not watching; it's just it's not funny, and it doesn't relate to you.
Listen, I'll be honest; I don't really watch it either, and I only see clips on Twitter or on YouTube or I don't know wherever else the clips might be. I mean, I don't sit at home on Saturday night and go, "Oh, it's 11:30, SNL is on." But I used to as a kid. And so many of these guys, from Eddie Murphy to Billy Crystal to all these different
70s, 80s.
Yeah, I mean, these guys, these were
Chris
major
Farley,
influences.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
80s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Okay, we're in 2022.
Adam Sandler and David Spade. I mean, these guys were major influences.
Anybody from the last decade?
I guess Keenan, what's his last name?
But he's him and who else? Name somebody else.
That girl.
Exactly. What's that girl?
What's that girl's name?
Who's this?
He does all the impressions.
Oh, yeah, that one person. Oh, yeah. If you have to say all that one person, then it's not a big deal.
Yeah, the crew is not as famous as it used to be. It's true.
Yeah, and it's I like Michael Che.
Oh, yeah, love him. Love him.
Yeah, but then his partner, I don't know his name.
Colin Jones.
That's his name? Yeah. He has a famous girlfriend, right?
Or something like Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, that's who he's dating?
Yeah. Damn. They're married.
Oh, they're married? Okay.
She's hot. I think so.
But yeah, like it's.
He's
I like Kenan Thompson, you know, because when he does Jeopardy.
Oh, my God.
and also,
ooh.
Yeah, what's up with that?
What's up with that? Yeah.
What's up with that?
Give me more Kenan, bro. I love like Kenan. Yeah. But
he's great.
But he's been there for what, almost 20 years?
Yeah, almost. God, almost, man.
I wonder if he's the longest tenured SNL actor ever.
He might be.
Yeah, he's getting paid, but the rest
he's
of
awesome.
Them, I mean.
I love that guy.
Yeah, it's, if it's gone, it's gone.
All right, Funch, you got any more? Or are we done?
I got one more. A little short one right here.
Let me just say one thing.
What's that?
It's now we're getting to the end of the show. We're getting to the end of the week. If we blow up the clock a little bit here, I think we're good. So go ahead.
I'm fine with it too, man. I'm fine with it too.
I'm the only one.
And I'm producing the show, so I'm good. Hershey CEO Michelle Buck said the company is bracing for a potential candy shortage around Halloween. Now, is this a big deal or no deal? Beto, you got small kids that love Halloween.
Yeah, my 17-year-old small kid.
Hey, he still goes out, I'm guessing.
He's actually on his way to work out. So there's going to be a shortage of chocolate?
Yeah, man. Hershey chocolates.
Man.
On all the stuff that Hershey makes.
That is a big deal because kids, you know, especially after the COVID years where you couldn't go out there and you want to get back out there. Because there's nothing worse than getting bootleg candy, right?
Oh, yeah. Facts.
Man,
if you yellow wrappers and stuff like that.
If you go somewhere and you get like that cheap Mexican candy, right? Like the one that my mom or tias will put in the piñatas, like you get that for Halloween. That sucks. Like you want to get the nice chocolate, the Hershey's.
The tamarind candy that your grandma was giving out.
Yeah, the big size candy. So,
oh,
yeah.
Wait, tamarindo candy is fire. Hold
on. No, it's not. It sucks.
Yes, it is. It sucks. I love it.
You don't want that for Halloween. You want yourself a Hershey bar. You want some Snickers. You want. Yeah.
You got to go to John Ireland's neighborhood for like the big
ones. No, it's gated community. First of all those people as kids, like, oh, we're not going to trick or treat our neighborhood. We're going to go to PV. We're going to go
because sure.
They give you big bars. No, they don't. Nobody ever left, man. They don't do that. But, you know, kids don't go trick or treating as much anymore.
Mm-mm. They don't.
True. Very true.
Yeah, they don't. They don't. Really
I'll
don't.
Tell you this right now. Halloween used to be a really big deal for me when my kids were, like, all really young. And now, of course, they're all grown up, and my youngest is 16. So when Halloween comes, I literally turn off all the lights in my house. I used to even just leave stuff
guy.
Out. I used to leave stuff out in a bowl. Like, okay, just come and get it, and whoever takes it. But I at least started with some candy.
You now leave the bowl out there if so one kid can just grab all the candy and put it in his bag.
Hey, remember, Cap's neighborhood? They're respectful.
Yeah, right. They honor the honor system, these kids.
Yeah,
right.
They have the honor system at his house, but when Cap goes to a restaurant, there's no honor system.
Right.
The guy next to me, he's got a pizza and he gets up from the table. I may have a slice.
Yeah.
I'll bet.
I did.
They're just raising prices. They're like, we're going to have a shortage and the candy bar is going to be like three times the amount of money.
I'm going to tell you guys something right now. Earlier this week, I had half of a Hershey milk chocolate bar.
Ooh, man.
And, you
know,
a lot, man.
And the reason.
No almonds or almonds?
The reason I ate it is because last week on the show, Sedano criticized everybody and said, if you eat milk chocolate, you're a child.
Yeah,
like no adult eats milk chocolate. Adults only eat dark chocolate. So the other night I saw this Hershey bar and I was like, you know what? I'm going to eat half of this Hershey bar. I ate it and it was freaking creamy and delicious and awesome. And here's the reality of the situation. I eat dark chocolate because I'm told it's like slightly better than eating milk chocolate.
Yeah,
it ain't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but wine's good for you. That whole bottle's really good for you.
Yeah, but you know what? The fact of the matter is, milk chocolate tastes better than dark chocolate, period.
Cap, why do you care?
About what?
What anybody says, if you like it, do it.
Oh, no, you don't understand. Sedano made a whole big thing about
it. It's his radio partner.
That's his problem.
It is his problem.
He's worried about what you're eating. Who cares? If he doesn't like it, oh, well. He drinks a lot of red wine. What if you only like white wine? Who cares?
Beto, I'm going to have you on the show more frequently when Sedano comes back so that every time he tells me that I'm living wrong and only his way is right, you can remind him and more me. Who cares?
I mean,
I need that reminder, Beto.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody's shaming you for eating chocolate that you like.
Yeah.
You know, I like black licorice.
Oh, I hate black licorice.
Oh,
that's terrible. Oh, that's horrible. Yeah. I hate black licorice.
You know why? Because I've never done tobacco, but I always like the look of spitting that darkness out, look like chaw. So I like the black licorice. Every now and then I'll mix in a couple black licorice. There it is.
All right. Hey, listen, coming up. We're going to
get a good song coming back. Can we get some Debbie Dan?
Yeah. Let's do something big.
That's what I have ready.
Ah, let's go.
Very, I got ready.
Let's go. Give me a drink already, man.
All right. Give this man a drink.
Oh,
Come on, Debbie Deb. Do it, girl.
Come on, Cap. Yeah. Turn that up, girl. Not you, Lauren. Debbie Deb. Come on, Cap.
Beto,
get the shoulders. Right here.
Understand, Beto.
Oh, man. The freeways are on fire now. Right now, you're on your second Mickey's. You got some Aquanet. Maybe some cool water obsession. Like, all right, where are we going?
Oh, cool.
Where are we going right now?
Dude.
You're checking your pager.
You got the Aquanet going.
Oh, Aquanet set, man.
Dude, you're not one hair is moving on that head.
Oh, no chance at all, man.
I may even break out some like Pierre Cardin cologne.
What was that, Cap?
Some Pierre Cardin.
Oh, yeah, nice. Break that out.
Yeah. Or maybe some Dracar.
Jaquar Noir, was nice. That's always nice. That was nice.
Dude, I was in the early 90s, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Nightclub is called Confetti, and Debbie Deb is on the stage performing that song.
She knows you.
Come on, Debbie Deb.
Tell me you weren't in the middle of this.
Oh, dude, come on. Yeah. You know me.
Hey, like when we were talking with Rozzle, because this is Rozzle's style, right? The freestyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he said that Trenier is going to play his 50th birthday.
Love Trenier.
Exactly. Roz was like, what? You know Trenier?
Oh, yeah, I love Trenier.
That's why Cap is with the people, man. With the people. Mi amigo Cap.
Dude, we had the best time this
Eastside
week, I'm telling
Cappy.
You.
Yeah, Eastside Cap.
My favorite part, this is going to be sappy and sad sounding, but I'm going to tell you my favorite part of the whole night. You ready? We get to the last taco place. Beto and I order a whole bunch of tacos. I order 4 on my plate. But we're walking over, and Beto and I are, like, embraced. Like, we've got our arms around each other. We're, like, walking towards the taco stand, like, hugging it out, like, bringing it in, the whole deal. And it was just a great moment of camaraderie. Store, yes, I know we did. But
we're drinking Modelo's in a parking lot, and a Pet Boy is getting tacos. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, how do you not love each other at that moment? Right?
Mi hermano.
So, dude, tell me this. Today is Friday. We got a couple minutes before we get out of here. We have a long weekend, a 3-day weekend because of the mental health break on Monday. Although I will say this, Beto, I don't take that many days off.
Yeah, man, we love what we do. This is fun.
Yeah, I don't take that many days off. When the network says,
they should have told me to come in, man. I don't need no break.
Right. When ESPN says you take the day off, I'm like, really? You just giving me a day off like on a day that I wasn't planning to take off?
And that's what you want to have in life right there.
Yeah, but I'm going to work on Monday.
Yep.
But I'm not going to tell you. I will say this. When we go off the air, I'm going to put in the community what work I'm doing on Monday.
Okay.
Okay? I'm not going to say it on the air. Not that anybody in management is like, hey, don't tell everybody on the air. Don't do that. No, I'm going to work on Monday, and I'm going to put it in the community when we get off the air where I'm going to be working on Monday.
All right.
Now, as far as this weekend is concerned, Funchy mentioned earlier today he's going to the Orange County Fair. When are you going there, Funch?
Going there Sunday.
Okay.
All right. I'll meet you there.
Cool.
Sunday is when you're going, huh?
Yeah. I get the wild out now because we got a day off the next day.
Wilding out.
Yeah.
You're gonna wear the Wildin' t-shirt?
Possibly.
Beto, everybody wanted that t-shirt that Laura was modeling, you know, and we gave a whole bunch of them out this week.
Oh, for real? That's cool.
Yeah. Laura, you got any big plans this weekend?
I will be going to Disneyland Sunday, and since we are going to be in the OC, we might dip into the fair.
Oh, wait, you go from Disneyland to the fair?
Oh, you don't know me as I do.
You should stay at Disneyland.
Really?
Yeah, but we'll see. And then Monday, I just want to be a bum. I don't have days off, so just chilling my boo.
Yeah, I can't do that, because Monday night even, Beto, you'll love this. I got to do like an auctioneer deal for like the high school that my son went to, the football program. So, you know, like I'm going to be there Monday night kind of hustling.
Are they going to auction you off? How much can I bid on you?
Nah, I don't know if they're going to auction me off.
A date with Cap. Date with Cap, $2,000.
Dude, I had this girl. I was once involved in one of those auctions where
of course
somebody.
You were.
No, listen, true story. Totally true story. Challenge Athletes Foundation. They're auctioning me off, right?
Yeah.
They're auctioning me off. Okay, can we get 100, 150, 200? Okay, this girl buys a date with me. I come off the stage and I say, listen, you seem like a really nice girl, but I'm married with children. I just did this because they asked me to do it because they thought they could generate some money. So I don't want you to pay for a date with a guy who can't really like turn into anything other than just, just a waste of your time and your money. I said, but hold on. Let me introduce you to a friend of mine. So instead of you going out with me, let me introduce you to a pal of mine, right? She goes, okay, because she wanted to make the donation to the organization. I introduced her to this guy. I ran into them the other day. They both come up and hug me because they're like, you know, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be married. We wouldn't have two kids. Yeah, totally true story.
Wow.
Pulled me off the stage, introduced her to a pal. They're married with kids. Yeah,
that's awesome. You're Chuck Woolery.
Pretty much. We'll be back in 2-2.
Yeah, what a throwback.
Good job, Cap. So what do you got going on this weekend?
Nothing.
Beto, what are you going to do?
Really? For the first time, the kids have no games. Tomorrow, I'm thinking beach day with my daughter because I haven't really spent much time with her because she's been so busy with soccer.
What's the beach you like to go to?
Bolsa Chica, because I'm going to try to do a bonfire if I get there early.
Okay.
And then that's it, man. And then just do nothing. Like, it's one of those actually get to see the kids and be like, what's up? Instead of like, all right, hurry up. We got a game. We got to do this. We got to do that. And then my son drives, so I never see that fool. So I got to, like, hey, hang out. We're going to probably have a little dinner at one of the siblings' house.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. Maybe a little ceviche.
Ooh,
a little asada
ceviche.
From La Venadita. We'll get you done.
Sí, muy bien.
Mucho tequila.
Yeah, mucho.
And you know what, maybe? Some milk chocolate, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good. You're not a kid.
I'm going to get some milk chocolate, and then I'm going to play some Will Smith. Oh, man. I'm going to have me a weekend, bro.
That's going to be a good night.
I'm going to have me a weekend. And maybe, you know what? If my sister has pizza, I'll steal from her.
There you go. Yeah. Good. Hey, sis, turn around. What's that over there? And then, boom, you take one of those slices.
Just beat her down. Let's go, man.
Hey, dude, tomorrow I'm going to give you a little tip here. You ready? Because I know you like the ponies.
Hurry up.
Tomorrow, Del Mar, the first race, my horse is called Top of My Game.
Man, this horse better not suck. Because your last one didn't show up.
No, listen, I'm giving it to you. I'm just saying play with caution. That's all.
That's like saying, he's only 5'8". He has a nice personality. No, forget that.
Top of My Game is the horse.
Top of My Game is bootleg.
First race tomorrow, Del Mar. All right, listen. Laura, phenomenal.
Great job.
Bunchy, incredible. Beto, we love you. We're back on Tuesday, and I'll put it in the community right now what I'm doing on Monday. Peace out, everybody. I like a rub.